following you are about to hear may seem strange and bizarre, but it is our intention to bring you only documented truth. So-called modern communism is apparently the same hypocritical and deadly world conspiracy to destroy civilization that was founded by the secret order of the Illuminati. The conspirators thereupon conceived the plan for the future of supplementing the long-established secret conspiracy with an unremitting public campaign for victims among the ignorant of all nations. Have failed to grasp the staggering realities of this conspiracy within a conspiracy. The revolutionary attempt to overthrow all governments and all religions in order to enslave the whole human race under a super one-world government ruled by satanic despotism. Lone voices have been raised to alert the world to the imminent dangers from the satanic conspiracy of the forces of darkness.
This voice is added to the millions around the world who seek the truth and who speak the truth. This is the Iconoclast Report with Carolyn Harris. Prepare to have your paradigm shattered.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carolyn Harris, and this is the Iconoclast Report. Today is April 2nd, 2009, and we're going to talk about cell phones and the danger of cell phones. Do you know anybody who doesn't have a cell phone? Probably not. Do you know anyone who's still using one of those dinosaur corded landline phones? Probably not. Well, everyone else is cooking their brain, their salivary gland, and their testes. Well, cell phones are now just ubiquitous. In Europe and Japan, people can even pay for things just by swiping their cell phone over a certain area of the soda machine. We are all bombarded with the message that we just cannot possibly live without one. But closer to the truth is that we won't live too long, at least with any quality of life, with them. We all know that it's dangerous to stand in front of a microwave, but do you know why? How does that microwave heat up the foods or beverages in the first place? Well, it works by exciting the molecules of water within the food or beverage, the same principle, you know, when water boils on the stove. But this is accomplished by bombarding it with microwaves of radiation. The U.S. military now has a pain ray, a microwave gun that does the same thing to you. They call it an active denial system, and it heats up the water within the first and second layers of your skin to the point that it feels like you're burning, and you will instinctually move away from the area. So it doesn't actually deny you access. You just voluntarily comply and move yourself out of the pain ray area to avoid the intense pain. Well, there's been much debate whether or not cell phones are dangerous, whether or not they cause or contribute to cancer. But keep in mind that most of the famous studies conducted on that very question were, as so often is the case, paid for by the industry itself. And, of course, that removes any objectivity and therefore calls immediately the results into question. But most people don't read studies, much less look at the back of them where it describes the methods and all the more technical information and who their sponsors were. Heck, you're lucky if you can twist somebody's arm, just read the abstract, which is the little paragraph in the beginning that tells you about the study. Well, today we're going to learn about how cell phones work, what frequencies they use, how they relay messages to one another, about microwaves, microwave radiation, and how that affects the human body. We're going to talk about frequencies that the human brain uses and how that corresponds to the ones that cell phones use. You're also going to learn how these frequencies can affect not only your brain, but your emotions, sleep patterns, your moods and concentration, and your fertility. And at the end, I really want you to think about what was said here today and ask yourself if you really and truly cannot live without one of these contraptions. Well, this is a short segment, so we're going to come up on a break in just a minute. I want to apologize to everybody if the quality is not that great. I'm having connectivity issues, so I'm actually talking over the phone right now. I'm going to try to connect in just a moment because it seems like I'm online now, but that may go out any minute. So please bear with me. There's a lot to learn today, and you will not want to miss it. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Something else going on here, and they haven't told you the whole story. You are the spot in the brain, so they give your body to the brain in Switzerland. So your body now becomes stock for the corporation on the United States, because you are a money maker.
Okay, well, I don't know if I'm on air or not, but I'm going to just keep talking. And today we're talking about cell phones and how they affect you, the dangers of cell phones. So, as usual, we talk about documents that are on my website called The Library, and you can access by going to www.nwolibrary.com. Okay, well, what are cell phones? They're really nothing more than glorified two-way radios. Okay, the first document we're going to talk about is the effects of high-frequency electromagnetic fields on human EEG, a brain mapping study. And that's by Alexander Kramarenko and Under Pan.
Okay, sorry about that, everybody. Apparently, we're experiencing technical difficulties again. So thank you for bearing with me. I'm going to continue on. We are quoting from a document called The Effects of High-Frequency Electromagnetic Fields on Human EEG, a Brain Mapping Study by Alexander Kramarenko and Under Tan. Some reason this is just not really working out so well. So let's... All right. Hopefully everyone can hear me now. I apologize for the technical difficulties. We are discussing cellular telephones, cellular and mobile phones, and how they affect you. And all of the documents that I cite on this show are located in my website called The Library, and that is located at www.nwolibrary.com. And you can find these documents in the section entitled Biological Research, and there's a subsection called cellular phone. Okay. The first document is entitled The Effects of High Frequency Electromagnetic Fields on
human EEG. And this is a brain mapping study by Alexander Cremorenzo and Under Tan. The cellular phone is a low-power, single-channel two-way radio. Cell phone base stations are low-power, multi-channel two-way radios. Therefore, the base stations produce a radio frequency radiation, and they expose people near them to radio frequency, or RF radiation. According to reports from the scientific community, the power from the mobile phone base station antennas is far too low to produce health hazards as long as people are kept away from direct access to the antenna. This non-ionizing radiation is, however, fundamentally different from the ionizing radiation produced by X-ray machines. The effect of the electromagnetic source of biological material depends on the frequency of the source. I hear music for a break, and we'll be back right after this quick break, and we'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Decoding the New World Order, past, present, and future, Monday through Friday, 11 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, The Global Reality with Josh Reeves.
The nature of the ultimate revolution of which we are now speaking is precisely this.
Okay, can you hear me?
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which really enable the controlling oligarchies that always...
I'm talking into the mic, can you hear me?
Yet people actually to love their advantage. This seems to be the ultimate aim.
I'm talking to you, can you hear me? Okay, cool. All right, welcome back, everybody. Sorry about the technical difficulties. We are today talking about cellular phones. And
We're a little behind because of the technical difficulties, but I did say in the beginning, and I don't know if you heard me or not, that we are going to talk about the frequencies that cell phones use, and this is going to be a little bit of the technical part, but we're going to get into other stuff a little bit later. Now, I found this on the internet, and I just thought this was really fascinating. It is a little table that basically tells you, for cellular phones, this is the channel that is used, the base frequency in the system. Okay, channels 800 through 832 use the base frequency of 869.040 to 870. Okay, it goes on and tells you all these different ones, and then it says mobiles transmit 45 megahertz below the base, which is 824.040 through 848.940 and are usually repeated by the base. And then it goes on to say the channels are 0.30 megahertz apart. And it talks about the base frequencies used by mobile phones. 152.030 through 152.210 is for mobile phones. And then it tells you what the telephone company frequencies are. And I just think that's really fascinating. It says, note, channel spacing is 30 kilohertz apart. Some of these channels may now be used for pagers, specifically 152.78, which is a nationwide page frequency. But it goes on to make its little disclaimer that listening to these frequencies may be illegal in your area. These are for educational purposes only. And this show is all about education. Now, cell phone type radiation is in the 0.9 to 1.8 gigahertz range. Okay, now let's talk about the relay towers themselves. Signals from your cell phone to the person you are calling or texting are relayed from the nearest tower to you to the next closest tower to its designation, and so on until it reaches the place where the designated callee or textee is located. So they just relay the signals. Now we're going to talk about a document called How Safe Are Cellular Phones, the Holology, by a person named Freitas. So cellular phones get their name from the fact that they are operated using cells of about 1 to 3 miles. At the center of each cell is a tower or cellular antenna mounted on a tall location such as a building, billboard, or some other eyesore. This base antenna relays the handset cell phone signal sent out from the phone in your hand to the main telecom line structure and sends back the other half of the duplex signal to your handset, so you can hear. As the phone user travels, say in a car, they pass from one cell to another, and the frequency is automatically shifted to accommodate both the number of users in the cell and the change of location. The handset next to your ear operates on one set of frequencies, while the tower operates on another. Standard cell phone handset frequencies are between 830 and 850 megahertz. This is the bottom of the microwave mobile band because the signals are technically classified as being microwaves. PCS phones operate at the 900 to 940 megahertz signal, while the newer PCS operates at a much higher frequency, around 1850 to 1990 megahertz. All PCS uses digital signals, while most cellular phones have adapted to the digital as well as to the higher volume of callers this format sustains. For reference, UHF TV in North America operates from 500 to 800 megahertz. And incidentally, most new cordless phones operate around 900 megahertz, although the only research that I've read, and this is the author, Freda, saying, had to do with cell phones, and I don't believe the danger is any less than in a cordless phone. It would depend on the power used. The antenna on the phone and the corresponding frequencies are the only radiation medical science is concerned with because it's not so much the power of the signal emanating from the phone as it is the proximity to the internal organs of the human body, most notably the brain and ear. As can be seen with the latest PCS bands, the tendency is towards increasingly higher frequencies for mobile phones. The reason is that the band from 30 to 1,000 megahertz is completely allocated and packed. The band from 1 to 2 gigahertz has been auctioned off and allocated. It's increasingly overused as well. Any new systems in the near future will likely be above 2 gigahertz. This will make the radiation danger only worse because, in this case, it's essentially the higher frequency and the greater danger of cell mutations, end quote. Well, the question is, obviously, well, are the base station masts dangerous? The relay towers that are everywhere? And incidentally, I've seen pictures of how they're now trying to disguise these public dangers. I've seen pictures of them disguised as palm trees, as other trees. And if you will notice as you drive around, there are even actually cell phone relay towers on schools. So pay attention to that. Now we're going to quote from a document entitled, "Microwaves from cell phones may be more potent than lower frequency electromagnetic fields in promoting cancer," by Dr. Mei-Wan Ho from June 2007. She says, in June 1993, a GSM transmitter antenna was set up in the southern Germany city of Nyalja and became operational since 1993. The transmitter antenna had a power of 15 dBW, which is 31.6 watts per channel, in the 935 megahertz range. In December 1997, an installation from another company was added. Several doctors living in Nyalja decided to respond to the call by Wolfram Koenig, president of the Federal Agency for Radiation Protection, to collaborate in assessing the risk posed by mobile phone radiation. They carried out a study to examine whether people living close to the transmitter antennas had an increased risk of cancer. They found that the proportion of newly developed cancer cases was significantly higher among those who had lived during the past 10 years at a distance of up to 400 meters from the cellular transmitter site compared to those living further away, and the patients fell ill on average 8 years earlier. In the years 1999 through 2004, 5 years after the transmitter had been installed and operating, the relative risk of getting cancer had trebled for the residents within 400 meters of the installation compared to the inhabitants outside the area. For the purpose of the study, an inner and outer area were defined. The inner area covered the land within the distance of 400 meters from the transmitter. The outer area comprised land further than 400 meters. In the inner area, additional emissions came from the secondary lobes of the transmitter. Thus, the outer area has significantly reduced radiation intensity. Computer simulation and measurements both show that radiation in the inner area is 100 times higher compared to the outer area. The measurements of all transmitter stations show that the intensity of radiation from the cell phone transmitter stations in Nyalja in the inner area was higher than the electromagnetic fields from radio, television, or radar, according to measurements made in the previous studies. Data gathered from nearly 1,000 patients covered almost 90% of the local residents, and all patients had been living during the entire observation period of 10 years at the same address. The social differences are small. There is no ethnic diversity, no heavy industry. In the inner area, there are neither high-voltage cable nor electric trains. The average ages of the residents are similar in the inner and outer areas. For the entire period from 1994 to 2004, the odds ratio for getting cancer in the inner, strongly exposed area compared to the outer was 2.35. The average age of developing cancer was 61.4 years in the inner area, whereas in the outer area it was 72.6 years, a difference of 8.5 years. Here another break coming up. We'll be right back. We're all down to our technical difficulties, so stay tuned.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
And I have noticed that with increasing dismay that a number of the predictions which were purely fantastic when I made them 30 years ago have come true, or seem in process of coming true, that a number of techniques about which I talk seem to be here already, and that there seems to be a general movement in the direction of this kind of ultimate revolution, this method of control by which people can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy, the enjoyment of servitude.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about cell phones and the dangers. And we're reading from a document entitled, Microwaves from Cell Phones May Be More Potent Than Lower Frequency Electromagnetic Fields in Promoting Cancer. So we're talking about a study that was done in Germany about people who lived close to the cell phone relay towers and people who didn't. Right before the break, we're talking about the average age of the people in the inner and outer areas for developing cancer, and we learned that it was a difference of 8.5 years. Continuing on with the document, it says the average for Germany as a whole for developing cancer is 66.5 years among men, 66, and women, 67. New cancer cases showed a high annual constant value. Considering only the first 5 years, there was no significant increased risk of getting cancer in the inner area. However, for the period of 1999 to 2004, the odds ratio for getting cancer was 3.38 in the inner area compared to the outer area. Breast cancer topped the list with an average of 50.8 years compared with the 69.9 years in the outer area. But cancers of the prostate, pancreas, bowel, skin melanoma, lung, and blood cancer were all increased. There is a fourfold increased cancer rate in Israel. Researchers from the Tel Aviv University in Israel compared 622 people living near a cell phone transmitter station for 3 to 7 years who were patients from one health clinic in Netanya, with 1,222 controls who get their medical services in a clinic located nearby, with very closely matched environment, workplace, and occupational characteristics. The exposure to mobile phone radiation began 1 year before the start of the study. The cell phone transmitter came into service in July of 1996. And the people in the first health clinic live within one half circle of 350 meter radius from the transmitter. The antenna, the antenna has a total maximum transmission power of 1,500 watts at 850 megahertz with a 50 hertz modulation. Both the measured and predicted power density in the whole exposed area were far below 5.3 milliwatts per square meter, and hence far below the current guidelines. There were 8 cases of different kinds of cancers diagnosed in a period of just 1 year, July 1997 to June 1998. Oh my goodness. excuse me.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
This is the greatest show on radio because Paya is on the show.
I know.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
I wrote 30 years ago a fable of Brave New World, which is essentially the account of a society making use of all the devices at their time available, and some of the devices which I imagined to be possible, making use of them in order to, first of all, to standardize the population, to iron out inconvenient human differences, to create, so to say, mass-produced models of human beings arranged in some kind.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Carolyn Harris on the Iconoclast Reporter calling in on my landline. So I hope everyone can hear me. We are talking about cell phones and the radiation from cell phones. Well, now the question is, how do these radio frequencies affect the brain? Because obviously they do. We're going to read from a document entitled Cell Phone Radiation Poses a Serious Biological Health Risk from Dr. Neil Cherry. It was a highly esteemed scientist. He has since passed on, but in his document, he talks about the biophysical principles. Radiant energy is absorbed into the human bodies according to three main processes. First is the aerial effect, where bodies and body parts receive and absorb the radio frequency microwave signal with resonant absorption that is a function of the size of the body parts and the wavelength of the radio frequency or microwave signal. For an adult male about 1.8 meters tall, the optimal absorption frequency is close to 70 megahertz. This has a wavelength of 4.3 meters. The body acts like a half-wave dipole, interacting strongly with the half wavelength close to the body size. A monkey interacts with the wavelength of 1 meter and a half wavelength of 0.5 meters. This is similar to the absorbency of a human child. The aerial effect also relates to body parts such as arms and heads. A typical adult head has a width of about 15 centimeters. This is half the wavelength for one gigahertz microwave signal, close to that used by most cell phones. A person with a height acting as an aerial in RF frequency field, E, he has this crazy formula here, which I don't even pretend to understand. Okay, so a person with a height, which is denoted as H, acting as an aerial with an RF frequency electrical field as E, at a carrier frequency of F, which is megahertz, has a current induced in them, which flows to the earth through their feet, given by Gandhi et al. And he posts this whole crazy mathematical formula, this induced current flows mainly through the higher water content organs. Inflowing to ground, the current passes through the ankles. These consist mainly of low conductivity bones and tendons and have an effect of a cross-sectional area of 9.5 centimeters square for an adult, despite the actual physical area is of the order of 40 square centimeters. The formula that he posted above also allows for the effective absorption area of the person, which is somewhat greater than their actual cross-sectional area, because the attraction of the surrounding field to an earth conductor. These aerial considerations are more pertinent to whole body exposures to cell sites. Cell phone aerials from digital phones typically occupy the length of the body of the phone and extend a few centimeters out to the top of the phone body. Cell phone radiation for the phone's aerial is quite close to the user's head and can be intense enough to cause a warming sensation. How many of you have talked on cell phones and they get hot on your ear or on your jaw? I have. It's very freaky. He goes on to say, the second mechanisms involve the coupling of the signal to the tissue as the signal penetrates the tissue and interacts with the cells and the layers of tissue. This process is related to the dielectric constant and conductivity of the tissue types, which varies significantly with the carrier frequency. The third biophysical absorption process involves resonant absorption by biological systems in the brain and cells. Resonant absorption occurs when a system with a natural frequency is stimulated by an imposed signal of a similar frequency or a harmonic frequency. Radio and TV receivers use both the aerial principle and the resonant absorption principle. The aerial resonantly absorbs the carrier frequency and carries it as an induced current to the receiver. Here, a tuned circuit oscillating at the same frequency resonantly absorbs the carrier wave and uses decoding circuitry to extract the encoded message contained in the amplitude, frequency, or digital modulation imprinted on the carrier wave. Cellular radiation is shown to interact with human EEG patterns and to alter them and to change reaction times. The GSM signal has a pulse frequency of 217 hertz and a modulation at 8.34 hertz. This is the Schumann resonance in EEG spectral primary frequency range. Now, we talked about the Schumann resonance earlier. That is of the Earth's magnetic field, and we are all in tune with that. It says the effects shown for electromagnetic radiation, especially radio and radar signals, but also electrical occupations. Such signals have shown to affect neurological activity. They alter, number one, alter brain activity, including EEG and reaction times, memory loss, headaches, fatigue and concentration problems, dizziness, which is called the microwave syndrome. They, number two, impair sleep and learning. They also alter cardiological activity. They can alter blood pressure and heart rhythm, heart rate variability, increase heart disease and heart attack mortality. And the immune system activity, it impairs the immune system. As far as reproductive activity, it reduces sperm counts and radar-exposed military personnel, increases miscarriage and congenital abnormalities, doubles the incidence of twins and families of radar-exposed personnel, significantly alters the leaf structure of plants exposed to a radar, significantly reduces the radial growth of pine trees, reduced fertility of mice exposed to an RF field, increased fetal/embryo lethality in mice exposed to 2.5 gigahertz microwaves. And radio exposures cause complete infertility in mice over 3 to 5 generations at mean exposures of 1.05 and 0.17 milliwatts per square meter, respectively. Now, I really want you to pay attention to that last one. Causes complete infertility in mice over 3 to 5 generations at a very low exposure rate. And we're going to talk about Generation X in the latter part of the show. Now, on genotoxic activity, he says it reduces melatonin and alters calcium ions in the body. It enhances heat shock proteins at extremely low exposure levels in a highly reproducible manner, showing that they are not stimulated by heat, but in reaction to toxic protein reactions, and down to 0.001 watts per kilogram, or 0.34 megawatts square centimeters, using 750 megahertz microwaves. It damages chromosomes. Some scientists, I'm not even going to try to pronounce this person's name, have reported significant chromosome aberrations from radio frequency microwave exposure. It alters your DNA. It breaks DNA strands, alters gene transcription activity, neoplastically transforms cells, which are a precancer cellular stage, enhances cell death in a dose response manner for signal intensity and exposure time. Enhances cell proliferation in a dose-response manner for exposure time. Enhances ornithine decarboxylase, which is ODC activity, a measure of cell proliferation rate. And, of course, that has to do with cancer. Cancer cells reproduce abnormally at first, and then they prolifically reproduce. It enhances free radicals and enhances rats and mice and cancers in them. It increases the incidence of many types of cancer, including leukemia, brain tumors, testicular cancer, genitourinary, and breast cancer. These biological and health effects are consistent with the biological understanding that brains, hearts, and cells are sensitive to electromagnetic signals because they use electromagnetic signals for their regulation, control, and natural processes, including those processes monitored by the EEG and ECG. There is overwhelming evidence that electromagnetic radiation, or EMR, is genotoxic, alters cellular ions, neurotransmitters, and neurohormones, and interferes with brain and heart signals and increases cancer. So, it is really irrefutable. Now, all of those things that I listed about neurological activity, cardiological activity, immune system, reproductive, genotoxicity, that was a list. And after every single one, it shows exactly who did those studies and the year. And I didn't want to bore you with that, but you can look that up on the library at www.nwolibrary.com. The document is entitled "Cell Phone Radiation Poses a Serious Biological Health Risk" by Dr. Neil Cherry. And that is in the biological research under cellular phones. And you can read all about that at that location. Well, when we get back on the second hour, we're going to talk about how it affects children, because more and more people are giving their little children cell phones, and that's dangerous. Of course, we're all told that, well, we have to keep track of our children. How are we going to know what they are? They might need to call us. Well, guess what? People have existed for millennia without cellular phones. Now, we have a kind of a different world today. But children don't need cell phones. They're told that they need it. They are bombarded and we...
My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting edge talk radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 2 of the Iconoclast Report. I am your host, Carolyn Harris, and we are talking about cell phones and the dangers of cell phones. Right before the break, we were talking about about cell phones and children. Now, cell phones started out, everybody knows, as car phones, those big clunky things, and they were really expensive. And then, oh boy, we had actual cellular phones, and they were really big and clunky and really just, you know, hard to handle. So as we've gone on, the size has decreased exponentially. We have little teeny-weeny cell phones that really are about the size of a credit card, and they're just getting smaller. And now not only can you talk on the phone, of course, you can play games, you can text, you can watch videos, you can get on the Internet. You can, I mean, it does everything except wash your car for you and pick your nose. But is that a good thing? Well, we just learned about all these studies that talked about how cell phone relay towers cause cancer. And we just read from a document entitled Cell Phone Radiation Poses a Serious Biological Health Risk by Dr. Neil Cherry. And he cited probably about 50 different studies talking about how they affect the human brain, how they affect your heart and your immune system, your reproductive ability, and all that kind of stuff right there. So now we're going to talk about children. Of course, we're bombarded with all these images of happy children with their little cell phones, and, you know, they have little pretty colors for them. They can put little glittery, sparkly things on there, and it's become also a status symbol. We're going to read from an article entitled Generation X-Ray, Child Victims of Technological Abuse, from May 2008 of the Idaho Observer by Amy Worthington. If you've never read anything in the Idaho Observer, I strongly encourage you to. They are, in my opinion, a very, very excellent paper because they tackle subjects that nobody else will. And they're small, you know, they're not like Washington Post or anything, but they have intestinal fortitude, shall we say, another word for guts. So this is what Amy Worthington has to say, warnings from all over the world. Quote, I would not want to be a heavy user of a mobile phone, says Professor Bruce Armstrong, researcher at the University of Sydney School of Public Health. Heading the Australian component of the multi-nation Interphone Study Project, Armstrong told the media in April 2008 that evidence of mobile phone connection with harmful effects, including tumors, is accumulating. For kids, this is bad news. In 2005, the Journal of the American Academy of Pediatrics confirmed that children are especially sensitive to all electromagnetic fields because their developing nervous systems are fragile. Their brain tissues are more conductive, and their smaller skeletons are more easily penetrated by the waves. Russian scientists responsible for public health have issued an urgent warning about wireless health damage, recommending that children under 18 limit the use of cell phones to emergency calls only. British and Austrian health officials warn that kids may be especially susceptible to serious health problems from wireless devices. Now, that, of course, includes all wireless devices. Canadian officials say that children should limit cell phone use until health science catches up with technology. The French health minister advised in January 2008 that kids be allowed no more than 6 wireless minutes at any one time. Now, it's important to note here that cleanup workers at Chernobyl, and if you don't know what Chernobyl is, it was a horrible nuclear accident in Russia. The workers at Chernobyl cleaning it up were limited to a few minutes in nuclear radiation areas, and of course they had all the gear to protect them, and they still were only allowed in there for a few minutes at a time. Yet, not a single U.S. health agency is warning about the horrific risk to kids who stew themselves in giga juice. In America, it's way cool to be hot. Adults are browbeat to go tap to talk to their kids or text message them, even from the next room, as if face-to-face is so like yesterday.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
The question of how and why the United Nations, the crux of the great conspiracy to destroy the sovereignty of the United States and the enslavement of the American people within a UN one world dictatorship, is a complete and unknown mystery to the vast majority of the American people. The reason for this unawareness of the frightening danger to our country and to the entire free world is simple. The mastermind behind this great conspiracy...
Welcome back, everybody, to the Iconoclast Report. We are talking about how cell phones affect children. Okay. Well, of course, it's cool. It's super cool for kids to have cell phones. And I don't know if anyone watches television out there, probably. I do every once in a while. And I have actually seen commercials for family cell phone plans where they were, the family was sitting at the table all together, which is rare nowadays, and they were texting each other at the table. And that was supposed to be cool and funny. And personally, I just find that ridiculous and disgusting. So going back to this article entitled Generation X-Ray, Child Victims of Technological Abuse by Amy Worthington from the Idaho Observer. Let's see here. A kid wired from head to foot with the latest Y gizmos is as admired as a communication super whiz. But ironically, wireless radiation guarantees major disruption in the chemical communication pathways between all cells of his body. While groupthink insists that cell phones help us make kids safer, here's what American parents are not being told. Number one, microwave phones can make children hearing impaired. According to research presented in 2007 by the American Academy of Otolaryngology, wow, say that five times fast, cell phone radiation incrementally damages the inner ear, causing high-frequency hearing loss. Those who talk an hour or more a day sustain the most damage. Youthful cell phone habituates will suffer major and irreversible hearing damage by the time they reach young adulthood. Wow, what a boom to the hearing loss industry. Oh, yes, we're going to have all kinds of neat gizmos hearing aids then. Great. Well, so what's safe about making kids incrementally deaf, she asks. Number two, microwave phones can make kids vision impaired. Did you know that? I didn't. A microwave can cause eye lens opacity, similar to cataracts. In the 1970s, researcher Milton Zaret demonstrated that weak microwave fields cause debilitating subcapular eye lesions, sometimes years after exposure. Israeli researchers have confirmed that microwaves at cell phone intensities cause macro and micro damage to the entire visual system, including tiny bubbles that can form on the eye lens. Dr. Om Gandhi at the University of Utah reported that the eye lens of a 10-year-old child will absorb five times more cell phone radiation than the adult eye. Metal-rimmed eyeglasses can absorb microwaves and then re-emit them and that radiation onto the eye surface. So we're talking about triple and quadruple danger for little children. So what's safe about micro-cooking children's eyes, she asks. Number three, microwaves can make kids brain impaired. Brain scans show that microwave phone radiation penetrates deeply into a child's brain. Within minutes, cell phone microwaves can open the blood-brain barrier, allowing albumin and other chemicals from tiny blood vessels to leak into sensitive brain tissues. This leakage causes irreversible oxidative stress and nerve tissue damage. Brain hormones, including melatonin, dopamine, norepinephrine, and thyroid-stimulating hormones, are disrupted by phone microwaves. So she asks, what is safe about firestorming a child's neurological and hormonal system? Number four, microwave phones highly elevate a child's cancer risk. In late 2007, Israeli experts announced that talking as little as 10 minutes on a cell phone triggers changes in the brain tissues linked to abnormal cell division and cancer. Phone microwaves are implicated in both eye and salivary gland tumors. In 2006, studies by three European research groups reported an increased incidence of brain tumors in people who have used mobile phones for 10 years or more. After 2,000 hours of microwave phone exposure, kids face a 240% increased risk of developing brain malignancy. If the 1.75 million 8- and 9-year-olds who now use cell phones average only a half an hour a day, they will be at a high risk for radiation cancer in their teen years. Cancer is the number two cause of death for American children. What is safe about giving kids wireless devices guaranteed to ignite the tumor process, she asks. Well, that is a very good question, and we're going to tie this all together later on. She says, what, got wireless? Just go with X-ray. No sane parent would submit his child to 1,600 chest X-rays over a 24-hour period, yet a mere 24 hours of wireless phone radiation can inflict the same damage to a child's tissues as 1,600 chest X-rays. This is the crux of studies completed by 12 groups of researchers from 7 European countries who collaborated in the Reflex study project to gauge the effect of wireless radiation on human health. Reflex scientists have released the comet assay slides that she pictured in the article. And, of course, you can find this article at the library. That's www.nwolibrary.com. It is in the section called Biological Research and the area of cellular phones. And you can see all the pictures in there. There's actually a picture of a person, like a thermal picture of a person who's just standing there, at their head and their chest and everything. And then the picture right next to it is a picture of them after having talked on the cellular microwave phone for just a few minutes. And it is shocking, the difference. Okay, she says, the government, U.S. government allowed wireless phones to be put on the market in 1980s with absolutely no safety testing. Today, Reflex research demonstrates that wireless phones blasting high-frequency microwaves are basically personal X-ray devices. This shocking reality gives rise to the term Generation X-Ray. Consumers aren't permitted to buy household X-ray machines, yet comparably lethal wireless devices are handing out to grade school kids for heavy and indiscriminate use with virtually no hazard warnings and no medical supervision. Tissue damage from wireless microwave radiation is known to be as cumulative as that from ionizing X radiation. If we divide the tissue damage of 1,600 X-rays by 24 cellular phone hours, we would make the following postulations about a Generation X-ray. For each minute a child presses a microwave phone to his head, he may suffer radiation damage equivalently to approximately 1.1 chest X-rays. For each hour a child uses a transmitting wireless phone or a wireless laptop to communicate, watch videos or TV or play games, he may be exposing his developing brain, eye, and gut tissues to radiation damage equivalent to 66.6 chest X-rays. Ionizing X radiation, like that used for X-rays and other medical procedures, is a carcinogen on List 1, compiled by the International Agency for the Research on Cancer, the IARC, which is an intergovernmental agency forming part of the World Health Organization. The IARC ranks X radiation on par with gamma radiation, plutonium, dioxin, and benzene, all known to induce cancer in both animals and humans. There is no safe dose determined for any substance or exposure on IARC's List 1. It's sobering that microwave radiation blasting from an entire generation's wireless phone inflicts the same kind of DNA damage as ionizing radiation on IARC's carcinogen list number 1. I hear some music. We're going to a break. We'll be right back.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Pull back the curtain to expose the matrix on Axiom Radio with Rob Chow and Joel Disson, weekdays at 7 p.m. on the one and only Oracle Broadcasting Network.
There's something else going on here, and they haven't told you the whole story. You are the spot in your brain, so they give your body to the things in Switzerland. So your body now becomes part of the situation on the United States because you are a moneymaker.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Iconoclast Report. Thank you for sharing your Saturday with me and bearing with me with the technical difficulties. But here we are. We're talking about cellular phones and how they affect children. We're talking about an article entitled Generation X-Ray by Amy Worthington from the Idaho Observer, which is, of course, up in the library. She says, what the reflex studies prove is how quickly that devastating damage takes place when children talk on cell phones. And she talks about an Indian study. The public health catastrophe being unleashed by indiscriminate use of wireless phones is further brought into focus by a double-blind medical study completed in India in 2005 and published in the Indian Journal of Human Genetics. The study analyzed micronucleated cell damage in blood and buccal tissue, which is mouth, tissues of people who use their cell phone 1 to 15 hours a day. The control group had never used cell phones at any time. DNA samples were coded and scored blind in strict protocol. The tests of the Indian study are as stunning as the reflex work. Non-cell phone users had an average of only 4% of their cells with DNA damage. The human body has a chance of meeting this moderate cellular reconstruction challenge, although every DNA repair operation carries with it a chance of error. A whopping 39.75% of cells taken from mobile phone users show DNA damage. The blood of one 24-year-old male revealed 63% micronucleated cells. He had used a cell phone for 1 to 2 hours a day for 2 years, the norm of millions of kids. Now, this guy was 24. The Indian study confirms that the human body, overwhelmed with continual and brutal assault of wireless radiation, is unable to perform normal cellular repair. Other studies confirm that microwave radiation, which causes a critical need for continual cellular repair, simultaneously shuts down cellular repair mechanisms. The body's exhausted immune system and repair systems eventually become too decimated to do much more than survive poorly. So the prognosis for Generation X-Ray. So the latest studies reveal that what no one wants to hear. Kids who endlessly cell phone socialize, even sleep with perpetually transmitting wireless devices to keep up intermittent conversation online, are literally tearing to shreds the cells and tissues upon which their lives depend. Generation X-Ray is actually deconstructing cell by micronucleated cell. The consequence for this continual bombardment with aggressive DNA shredding radiation will become obvious only after a long latency period similar to asbestos exposure and tobacco smoking. Radiation researcher Dr. Milton Zarek told congressional investigators years ago that the danger of non-ionizing radiation cannot be overstated because, quote, most non-ionizing radiational injuries occur covertly, usually do not become manifest until after a latent period of years. When they do not become manifest, the effects are seldom recognized, unquote. Generation X-ray will ultimately be the most cancer-ridden generation in modern history. The hundreds of types of human cancers that have one thing in common. They all begin at the cellular level when genetic material in one or more cells becomes damaged. This damage can be passed from parents or caused by the effects of an environmental carcinogen. Quote, genetic mutations in one single cell are sufficient to lead to cancer, says Dr. Henry Lai. Dr. Lai, that's L-A-I, is a celebrated scientist at the University of Washington who has years of genetic and bioenergetics research to his credit. The cancer victims of Generation X-ray will likely die more quickly than those of previous generations because wireless microwaves not only initiate the seeds of cancer, but also stimulate abnormal nodes to become more energetically cancerous. An impressive body of work demonstrates that both extremely low frequency, which is ELF, and microwaves, which is high frequency, cause human cells to produce stress proteins, a further indication that the body recognizes wireless radiation as harmful. Stress proteins can ultimately protect cancer cells and make them resistant to medical treatment. Long before their epidemic cancer sprout, young X-rayers are destined to suffer the symptoms of neuroasthenia, or what the Soviets used to call radio wave sickness. The symptoms include headache, fatigue, skin rashes, weakness, tinnitus, which is that high ringing sound in your ear, dizziness, moodiness, and sleeplessness. These warning signs are just the beginning of a long downward spiral of general deterioration, including circulatory ailments, immune dysfunction, allergies, and premature aging. I have another document that talks about how allergies are very exacerbated by all of these waves flying around in the air. And we have an epidemic of asthma in America, at least, and this document links that epidemic of asthma to all of this wireless transmitting devices. So Ms. Worthington asks, how physically sick are American kids? A 2007 report from Harvard researchers warned about the poor health of American kids, confirming that the incidence of chronic life-altering illness is increasing exponentially. Obesity, diabetes, and severe allergies now plague millions of our young. Childhood obesity. Thyroid hormones are critical to a child's proper brain development and metabolic function. The human thyroid gland does not prosper in a high radiation field. A leading cause of thyroid cancer is excessive ionizing radiation. The thyroid in the neck area is heavily zapped by cell and cordless phone emissions during wireless conversation, and it readily absorbs microwave radiation. Cell phone radiation also depresses the brain's pituitary function of critical thyroid-stimulating hormone, which is called TSH. Insufficient TSH, or thyroid-stimulating hormone, leaves the child deficient in thyroid metabolic hormones, T3 and T4, hence obesity. So a lot of these children that are just fatty boom laddy, it's not because they just eat a whole lot of junk food and they drink aspartame-laden drinks, which also messes with their thyroid, you know, and they're fat and they don't, you know, do a lot of physical activity. A lot of it is because their poor pituitary and their thyroids are being bombarded and zapped. So that is just cruel, in my opinion. But she goes on to talk about, all right, childhood diabetes. Recent studies by the Canadian government environmental toxicologist Magda Havas indicate that extremely low frequency in kilohertz electromagnetic frequencies may have a deleterious effect on some diabetics. Dr. Havas's work reveals that electromagnetic pollution, such as that from dirty electricity, which was an article in the Idaho Observer, June 2007, if you'd like to look that up, can cause rapid changes in blood sugar levels and may be a potent factor in blood sugar control. Dr. Havas calls for urgent studies to determine if type 3 diabetes, an abnormal endocrine and blood condition, is instigated or exacerbated by non-ionizing radiation, similar to the pulsing, extremely low frequency, and kilohertz frequencies inherent in wireless communications. Now, of course, we have childhood allergies. Swedish scientists confirmed that wireless phone radiation can cause drastic inflammatory, drastic inflammatory and allergic reactions by activating mast cells, which underlie many tissues of the body. The inflammatory response of mast cell activation in the skin includes rashes, swelling, and itches, so common in both microwave poisoning and asthma. Nearly 1 in 10 American kids now have asthma, a soaring epidemic that has the medical science stumped. Asthma is a severe allergy reaction, usually to something environmental. So it is grave concern that the both extremely low frequency and radio frequency associated with wireless technologies have been shown in animal and human studies to infect a broad range of allergy-related immune responses. Okay, now we move on to immune system dysfunction.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The nature of the ultimate revolution of which we are now faced is precisely this, that we are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchies that have always existed and presumably always will exist. Get people actually to love their
Welcome back, everybody, to the Iconoclast Report. We're talking about how cellular phones affect children because of the microwave radiation that goes into their little tiny bodies. We're going to talk about the immune system dysfunction. A child's body kept in chronic allergic stress by wireless phone radiation may end up with an exhausted immune system which no longer responds effectively. European experts prognosticate that many people heavily exposed to wireless radiation may eventually suffer the manifestations of electrohypersensitivity, which is abbreviated to EHS. EHS is a devastating allergic autoimmune-like condition in which over-radiated persons become severely sensitive to both chemical and electromagnetic pollution. Similar to fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, EHS symptoms can be so disabling that victims are often forced to isolate themselves from even the smallest electronic fields. So how mentally sick are American kids? Well, by 2005, experts declared that one in five American kids has a mental health disorder. Millions of school kids diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, are on brain-altering Ritalin, a stimulant reportedly more potent than cocaine and among the most addictive prescription drugs in use. Millions of other kids are medicated with one antidepressant, Paxil, Zoloft, Effexor, or Celexa, even though in 2004 British researchers reported that these drugs are unsafe and often ineffective. In 2003, a U.S. Medical Journal reported that 74% of children and adolescents had experienced an adverse event to these drugs over the course of their treatment. I have done an entire show about how SSRIs, or these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which are the antidepressants, Paxil, Zoloft, Effexor, or Celexa, and their generics, how they actually affect the human brain. And it is not pretty. So we move on to bipolar disorder, which was once called manic depression, is also epidemic among American children. In January, a Frontline documentary revealed that over 6 million American kids, with many with a bipolar diagnosis, are prescribed drastic combinations of new psychiatric drugs. In discussing the frightening side effects of the experimental therapies, several experts admitted to Frontline that adequate studies on the safety and efficacy of psychiatric drugs for kids have never been completed. Proper studies have never been done to ascertain the combined effects to the brain of both psychiatric drugs and plus near-field wireless radiation. So now we nuke them? Surely, what millions of mentally unstable and highly drugged kids need least is the additional burden of brain-altering radiation. Within 2 minutes of microwave phone exposure, the electrical activity of a child's brain is abnormally altered for up to 1 hour. British radiation expert Dr. Gerald Hyland reported that cell phones, which use repetitive pulsing 2 hertz and 8.34 hertz frequencies, can badly disrupt the delta and alpha stabilization process in a child's developing brain. Now, remember earlier we talked about what frequencies the human brain uses and what state of mind you're in each of those frequencies. Dr. Hyland confirmed that cell phone energy can cause radical changes in human mood and behavior. This is the case because microwaves at cell phone levels can unleash a cornucopia of radical damage to all parts of the brain, including the cortex, the hippocampus, which is the memory center, and the basal ganglia, to wit. Scientists have demonstrated that cell phone radiation causes immediate blood flow changes in the brain and also deregulates calcium efflux from the brain cells, causing membranes to weaken and leak. Your cells are being bombarded, and it actually causes your cells to leak. That is gross. Researchers in Finland have shown that 1 hour of cell phone radiation causes brain cells to shrink and it can be permanent damage to cell structure, as confirmed by the reflex studies. The Max Planck Institute in Germany reported that cell phones can blast heat spikes into the brain, which may flash burn cell membranes to the boiling point of water. So again, it's actually cooking your cells. British researchers have shown that weak microwave radiation can change the shape of brain proteins into formations resembling pathological fibrils associated with Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease. Swedish scientists have demonstrated that cell radiation makes holes or lesions in rat brains, and they predict a wave of early onset Alzheimer's in young cell phone users. Could the past two decades of mass brain damage from wireless radiation be among the roots of our nation's mental health crisis? Unlimited microwave exposure is bound to increase the numbers of our haywire young. The Russian National Committee on Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection says that we may expect kids who use cell phones to suffer not only brain tumors and dementia, but also increase epileptic readiness and depresses mental illness. Well, what about the transmitters? Millions of American kids struggling with physical disabilities and mental manias are heavily irradiated, not only with Y toys, but also the ubiquitous environmental transmitters needed to feed these toys. Nearly 200,000 cell phone towers and rooftop transmitters continually saturate cities, playgrounds, and passing vehicles with DNA damaging waves equivalent to ionizing radiation. Living transmitters zap neighborhoods, living in those neighborhoods where microwaves pass easily into homes, millions of infants and small kids have no respite from daily deadly radiation assault. Unregulated Wi-Fi systems, wireless local area network routers, security monitors, cordless phone systems, and other types of wireless transmitter X-ray from the interiors of malls, airports, offices, schools, hospitals, and millions of homes 24/7. Many commercial and retail enterprises are switching to wireless inventory systems. These and retail interpersonnel push-to-talk radio systems literally cook stores and malls where kids congregate. Many public transport systems are being wired for Wi-Fi. Soon, commercial aircraft will offer Wi-Fi computer services, compelling all passengers to absorb toxic rays of mid-flight entertainment. Many vehicles are wired with a GPS navigation and or tracking systems. These rolling hotspots zap not only passengers, but people passing by. The federal government has never developed adequate safety standards for long-term environmental exposure to this barrage of wireless radiation. U.S. standards are antiquated and calculated for short-term exposure only. In 2002, the EPA's Radiation Protection Division confirmed that the FCC's current exposure guidelines are thermally based, which, burn-based, and do not apply to chronic exposure of non-thermal wireless pollution that now enshrouds the nation. In 2007, 14 world-class public health experts and radiation researchers announced in their bioinitiative report on electromagnetic radiation that the current public microwave exposure standards are thousands of times too lenient. Having compiled the weight of evidence from thousands of studies, these experts conclude that current exposure standards must be dramatically revised because they are absolutely not protective of public health, end quote. Now, all of these things that I have read to you from this particular article about Generation X-Ray, they're cited. At the end of the article, Ms. Worthington cites her resources. All of these tests that she's talking about, they're listed at the end of the article. And if you so desire, you can look them up and read them for yourself. Because for me, it's all about citing the sources. Anybody can say anything they want, but if you don't give me the source, I can't believe you, because I can't go check and see if something is taken out of context. And that, of course, is why I created the library. So you can read along. You can save it to read it later. You can even forward it to someone that you think would benefit that information. But so you can see that where I'm getting this information. So we have all learned about how much radiation comes from the cell phones, how it affects our brains, other parts of our bodies, and even our fertility. So some people have thought, okay, well, that's not good. That's really, really not good. So I'm going to use a hands-free headset. Hey, that will help, right? The cell phone's not right up next to my ear. Well, not so much. Even cordless phones. It's the same thing. And, of course, right now I'm on my landline calling you because I have very bad connectivity issues. So I am cooking my brain in order to talk to you and share this information with you because it's a labor of love. What can I say? Up in the library is another document entitled Busy Signals, Think Twice Before Placing That Call by William Thomas. And, of course, you can get that by going to the library, www.nwolibrary.com. We'll be right back after the short break. Stay tuned.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
Now they're bleaching bread to look like multigrain, so you have to brown.
Get your ugly white ass out
of here. Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
And I have noticed we're increasing dismay that a number of the predictions which were purely fantastic when I made them 30 years ago have come true, or are seeming close to coming true. That a number of techniques about which I talk seem to be here already, and that there seems to be a general movement in the direction of this kind of ultimate revolution, this method of control by which people can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy, the enjoyment of servitude.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Iconoclast Report. We are talking about cell phones today and basically how they fry your brain and other parts of bodies. Continuing on, very short quote from Busy Signals, Think Twice Before You Place That Call by William Thomas. Instead of just another dangerous distraction, tests conducted by the U.S. Department of Energy found that using a cell phone severely impairs memory and reaction times. Hands-free mobile speakers cause even more crashes because they typically emit 10 times more brainwave interference than handheld units. Oh, that's not good news either. Well, what about cordless phones? No, they zap your brain too. So we've talked about how bad they are. They're bad. I have done shows about fluoride, about aspartame and MSG, excitotoxins, mercury, electromagnetic radiation and waves, and how that affects your brain. With psychopolitics, they use that to actually manipulate what we're thinking, our perception of reality. We talked about chemtrails and heavy metals. I haven't done a show on that. It'll probably be next week, but we've touched briefly on it. The heavy metals that they're releasing in those nasty white plumes in the sky are extremely fine particulates of metal. And what they're doing is they're creating a plasma atmosphere. And, of course, what happens? You breathe in those heavy metals. And I'll get more into that on another show, but we've also talked about genetically modified foods. Well, guess what, everybody? Here's the conclusion. We are being genetically altered. We are being genetically modified against our consent. Now, of course, you can choose not to use a cell phone. You can choose not to have wireless in your house. You can choose not to drink toxic fluoridated water or drink beverages or eat anything with the deadly aspartame. You can choose to have your mercury-laden fillings taken out and replaced with composite. Those are the two-color ones. But you're still subjected to this electromagnetic pollution everywhere and the heavy metals and other things in the chemtrails. So we can't really completely get away. But I wrote an article last year, I think. It was called Technocracy and the Genetic Engineering of Humanity. Okay, and what prompted this was I read an article by Oliver Curry from the London School of Economics, and he put forth the theory that, quote, the human race will one day split into two separate species, an attractive, intelligent ruling elite and an underclass of dim-witted, ugly, goblin-like creatures, end quote. So, is this possible, genetic engineering or enhancement? And who would genetically or technologically enhance themselves anyway? And I talked about transhumanism. And anyone out there who doesn't know what that means, that means altering your body with technology, having genetic changes made voluntarily, implants, all sorts of things like this. And, you know, that may seem really sci-fi and only geeks are interested in that. No. Nothing can be further from the truth, okay? The transhumanist movement, they're no slackers, okay? They get their money from the elite. The elite, the ruling class that hides behind the scenes, they're the ones funding this, okay? They are also the ones who funded fluoride and aspartame and all of these nasty, nasty things, especially the GMO foods and cell phones, because you know why? They know from their own studies what it does to humanity. And my point here is that this is not an accident, people. This is not an accident. All of those things tie together. But these people behind the scenes know exactly how they affect human beings, and they do not participate. They don't drink fluoridated water. They don't eat or drink anything with toxic aspartame. They don't eat anything with high fructose corn syrup that's contaminated with mercury, and you can bet your bottom dollar they don't have any mercury fillings in their mouths. And they don't use wireless. Of course, they are bathed in the environmental electromagnetic pollution, as are we all, but they choose not to because they know. Who funded this guy, Mr. Oliver Curry, and his work? Well, guess who? I'm sure you can. And that article is not a joke. I mean, some people may think that, that's just ridiculous, but guess what? That is what they are intending, okay? Their overall goal in making this new world order is for themselves to be this intelligent, attractive, tall, and wonderful species, and the rest of us are being this goblin-like, ugly, dim-witted species. Now, here's my question to everyone. Why is my generation called Generation X? Why is that? Does anyone know? Has anyone ever explained that? Well, here's my theory. X is three letters away from the end of the alphabet. Our children, my children, and in one of my generation, our children are genetically hampered because I had a whole series of mercury-laden shots starting from birth. I've had allergy shots for years and years, also mercury-laden. I had to drink fluoridated water for a long time, lived in the city, didn't know about it. I ate foods with aspartame in them, so I am genetically damaged. I'm talking to you right now from a cordless phone, frying my own brain. And I thought I was doing great. No, I'm not taking any of those stupid brain frying machines, or I'm not using a cell phone. Oh, but guess what? I've been kicking my brain all along. So guess who's going back to one of those Luddite corded phones? Yes, that would be me. And I really hope you choose to do that also. But we are Generation X. Our children are genetically damaged. Fluoride, aspartame, mercury, genetically modified foods. They permanently alter our genetics, and they are passed intergenerationally. A little child who grows in the mother's womb, who talks on the cell phone, drinks fluoridated water, guess what? That baby comes out genetically damaged. And her children or his children will be genetically damaged also. So that article, excuse me, about the human race splitting into two different species is actually their goal. And it is up to us. Every single one of us, we have to take responsibility. We have to make the effort to not participate because it's up to us. I mean, there is the principle of consent, and these people are bound by the principle of consent. They cannot proceed unless we allow them to. Now, they like to engineer situations where we're backed into our corner and we really have no choice, which is what they're trying to do with the genetically modified foods. but this is what we have to do. We have to grow our own food. We have to not use wireless. You know, we need to take responsibility and take our own power back, because if we don't, then guess what? We are going to turn into this, you know, ugly goblin-like species. So everybody, please do some research. Choose for yourself. And if you have a cell phone, throw it in the river. Cancel your plan. Pay the $230 for the early cancellation of your plan. Your brain is worth it. If you have children and you let them use cell phones, take those suckers and throw them in the river too. And your children will kick and scream and fuss and everything. But you know what? You're the parent. It's your job to protect your children. And now you have some information about this. I implore you, everyone, to go to the library and look at these documents. When my connection resumes, I will be putting up more documents in the library for you to look at, because this is a critical issue. And let me tell you, I'm going to stress this again. All of these environmental pollutants in the water, in the air, in our beverages, they tie together. And we have to take our power back. We need to take responsibility. And on that note, I want to mention that Oracle Broadcasting is self-funded. Okay, we have a few sponsors, but you know what? We don't have big corporate sponsors. We're just little people doing this because we care about other people. And you can go to oraclebroadcasting.com and hear lots and lots of wonderful shows. I think there's 23 hours of live radio every single day. And if you feel so inclined, we would so appreciate it if you could chip in. We have a little chip-in banner up there because guess what? We pay our own bills. And you know why? Because we care. Because we're just like you. We're just regular people. We've done some research, and we have something to pass along. So please pass along what you have learned today. And if you feel so inclined, even in this economy, $5, $10, $15, whatever you can chip in, that will really help. And guess what? Tell your friends and your neighbors and your family about Oracle Broadcasting, because you will learn something every single day. Some of it's mind-blowing, some of it you already knew, but guess what? You will learn something every day. We'll be back next week, same bad time, same bad channel. Stay tuned for Cordy at Cordy Country, and take care, everybody.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
History will always remember the most strongest choice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.